Croeso I Amplify. Welcome to Amplify, stories about youth music in Wales. Straeon am gerddoriaeth ieuenctid yng Nghymru.
Hello, croeso and welcome. My name is Connor Morgans and this is the Amplify podcast. In this three-part series, I'm going to be talking to a variety of people from across the Welsh music industry and understand whether they think you have to move to London to be successful. After recently moving back home to Wales after a short stint in London, I'm incredibly passionate to talk about my opinions on the matter, but want to open the forum to talented creatives across Wales. In this episode, I speak to some of the most passionate music creatives here in Wales. And let me tell you, they offer some incredible advice and opinions to those looking to get into the music industry. I'll let them introduce themselves. Hello and welcome to the third and final episode of this series of the Amplify podcast, of course, supported by Anthem. Today, we're joined by Bablu, Reem and Mitchell. So thank you very much for all of you guys coming together.
Thank you.
We're all flaking a little bit. We're all flaking, but I think we're going to get the energy back up now, so that will be fine. Thank you so much for your time. I'm really, really excited to hear more about you guys, what you get up to, and impart any advice and any knowledge that you may have gathered over your course of your career. But let's learn more about you guys. Let's start off with you, Reem. Let's hear your experience in the industry, which I know is far and wide reaching.
Wouldn't say that myself. I'm Reem. I love music. It's absolutely my passion. I've loved a really eclectic sort of sound all my life. I was always surrounded by music. So I decided with a couple of friends to start Foxy Roxies, which is a music promotion platform for local Welsh artists. So what we do essentially is create a live session and which is visually and sonically very well made, which they then, to aid local Welsh artists in the big wide world of the music industry. But we try to incorporate, videographers, sound engineers, because it's a big soup of creatives to make, that one thing happen. So yeah, trying to create opportunity there. And I work in the BBC at the moment. So I started an apprenticeship, which is, it's been really, really fun. I'm learning absolutely so much and gaining loads of experience and things to sort of help me become a better Foxy, I guess.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
love
me,
that.
I'd say.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Reem. And Bablu, let's hear about your industry experience again.
Okay.
You are everywhere in the best way possible. You're killing it. Let's hear it.
right. My screen is frozen, but can you hear me?
We can hear you. You sound good.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Because I look stressed right now. Yeah, thank you for having me. I feel honored. My name is Bablu. I hate talking about myself. Oh, I'm so bad at it. My name is Bablu. People can't see, but I'm doing air quotes. I'm a presenter, content creator, writer. I work for Radio Platform. I have my own show called Radio Platform Presents, which is basically my own version of like a BBC introducing kind of thing. Where I invite the artists on, Welsh-based artists on, play four of the songs, and we just kind of have a conversation. What else do I do? Yeah, I'm just, yeah, like Connor said, I'm here, there, and everywhere, very involved in the music scene. I just love good vibes, and I love creativity, and I get inspired by inspiration. So, yeah, that's kind of me.
Amazing, I love that. Thank you so much, Bablu. And finally, Mitch. Again, by no means least, but you've got an amazing wealth of experience as well.
That's my cue, yeah? Sweet.
That's you.
Hi, I'm Mitch Mitchell. A lot of people know me as Mitchell's Visuals because my name has a bit of a rhyming thing on Instagram. Fun fact, I actually tried to change that name a lot of times, but everybody just told me to keep it as Mitchell's Visuals because it rolls off the tongue. But I'm a videographer, photographer, sort of all-around music visual man. I don't do visuals outside of music, so I don't do any sort of like corporate videos, at least as part of my freelance career. I work strictly within the music industry, but I've been working in the music industry since I'm 24 now. I've been working since I was about 16. I started off mixing live bands, started engineering bands. I went to university to study sound engineering, and halfway through my degree, I picked up a camera. And pretty much the rest is history. The visual stuff so far overtook the engineering for me, not only in terms of career prospects, but also creativity and personal passion. It was just the right route for me to go down.
Amazing, amazing. And Mitchell, I mean, I want to come to you first, if that's all right. I know, as you said, your career is so imperative that you get to go X, Y, and Z places. So I guess home might not be as pivotal for you because you are all over the place, but how do you feel about that? Do you feel like where you are right now is that the best place for you to be, or do you feel like maybe if you headed elsewhere that might benefit you more?
All over the place is definitely the right way to describe it. I think for where I am right now and where I'm based and how I'm traveling is the right decision. I'm finding myself working pretty much all across the UK. I've had quite a few international job offers, but I didn't have a passport at the time. So we're still in the UK for the moment. I know. But a lot of my work is not particularly in one place. It's so spread out, and I don't drive either. So I'm pretty much living on public transport, on trains and things like that. Very lucky that most of the big routes, such as like Cardiff to London, Cardiff to Bristol, the train is minimal. It's like half an hour, 20 minutes tops. But I managed to get everywhere using public transport. Like I did a shoot in Snowdonia in January, and I got from Cardiff to the, not the summit, but like the bottom of Snowdonia Mountain, just using public transport. It took me about 4 hours, but I find myself having to make those decisions and making those travel decisions just to ensure I can keep up with all the work. And it's not really great at the moment for me to have a home base because of all the traveling. I'm at the moment, I'm just spending a bit more time working out where my home base would be best. Mostly in Cardiff and Bristol at the moment, but I'm traveling a lot to London. But mostly based in Cardiff, to be honest with you, for the time being.
Yeah. So if you found that you were looking for this house, looking for a new place to settle down, if you had to put your bet somewhere, like, would you say London, for example, where you're in the heart of it, it's quite easy in terms of public transport to get around London. But I guess it depends for you. If you've got more job offers, more opportunities, Cardiff, Bristol, I guess it makes more sense to stay around that neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, to be honest, I think my next choice of home, if you call it, is going to be Bristol. Not only because my partner lives there, but it is that midpoint between Cardiff and Bristol. And the trains are a bit cheaper to get to London from Bristol, ever so slightly.
Yeah.
So, I don't see myself moving to London anytime soon. It's been on the cards for me for about a year and a half now of sort of trying to weigh up whether I should do it. But to be honest, a lot of my work at the moment is expensive in terms of travel. So although it's a bit of a pain in the ass for me to jump on the train sometimes early in the morning, it's not coming out of my pocket. So, yeah. And I'm also not paying those extraordinary London rent prices.
Yeah. I hear you. Oh, thank you so much, Mitch. And Bablu, I mean, as you said there, you are doing so many great things in terms of your radio show and what was recently, you know, the radio platform live event. A lot is all about supporting Welsh music, Welsh artists, and everything in between. So for you, is it even a possibility? Could you even consider going to Bristol, to London, elsewhere? Well, or how does that work for you?
So I recently came back from Manchester and I think I've got the bug. I feel like got the Manchester bug. I'm like, I could see myself living here. Because I feel like, a little bit of history. Majority of my family's from London. Mm-hmm. Originally, we're from London, but I came to Cardiff when I was like 4. And we've been here ever since. So I'm a Cardiff boy at heart, but yeah. It's Manchester, the creative scene over there is amazing.
For sure.
But however, Cardiff has my heart, man. Like Wales has my heart. I don't think I could see myself living there. And I've had these kind of conversations with other creatives and stuff like that, where I feel like we have an opportunity to be trailblazers here, and we have an ability to really make a stamp on the scene here. And I feel like going other places is great. It's great for collaboration and it's great for building a portfolio. But if I were to live there, I would forget everything back here, which for me, personally, and I'm just talking about for me personally, I don't think I could do that. I think for me, it's about kind of setting up a foundation for the next people. Even though I'm still young, you said you're 24, Mitch. I'm 23. I just turned 23 this year. So, yeah, I've got a lot of life to give here before I shoot off. So, yeah, that's me.
I love it. I love it. And I was told by one of the producers before in London, they were like, you could be a big fish in a small pond here in Wales. And as you say, really, trailblaze it. Or you could be a small fish in a big pond in London, or in that case, maybe Manchester. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like there is that real opportunity to kind of have the great experiences here? Or do you think, oh, maybe I'll challenge myself and go elsewhere and suck at those opportunities?
Well, the thing is, I want to make it clear. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm just gonna stay in Wales my whole life and
For
Cardiff my
sure.
whole life. I'll be based here, and a lot of the opportunities I want to create will be here. But that will not stop me from collaborating with people from London, Manchester, Bristol, Birmingham, Man, all that kind of stuff, because that essentially is what can help grow your brand. And if I said this before, like collaboration is so key to an artist's and creative success, because it only takes one person to find you through another person and another person and another person, another person, and be like, oh, he's from Wales and he's from Cardiff. And I found him just by he took, let's say, for example, Mitch took a picture of one of us. And through that, we collaborated. And then through that, I was on Reem's thing. And then he found Reem, someone found Reem. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, even though we're based in Wales and Cardiff, we don't, it doesn't mean like it stops there. Like it doesn't just have to be Wales. It can be more. So like you see all these artists now, they travel all around the world, and I think we're able to do that as well. But we don't need to forget where we're kind of from.
Absolutely. And as Mitch said there, it's doable to get most places in the UK. He hasn't got a car and he can get anywhere. Do you know what I mean? So, there is that
Even with a
opportunity.
scooter. Even
There
with a
is the opportunity to
scooter.
collaborate. I think we should get Mitch a scooter. I agree. Reem, I mean, you've done
Hello.
such an amazing thing for the Welsh music scene with Foxy
Thank
and
you.
we can't understate that. It's amazing. So, how do you feel? Like, I mean, firstly, congratulations, but secondly,
Thank you.
you're such an amazing person now for the Welsh music industry. Could you see yourself going elsewhere and, almost leaving it behind? Could you ever do that?
Do you know what, Connor? This is such a, it's not a, I don't think it's a black and white sort of question. And the answer, yeah, like, very hard question to answer, actually. But the best way I can sort of describe it is I want to take Wales with me. Wales is absolutely thriving in talent, skills, like the people, the community, the feel is so beautiful. Like we've got such a amazing feel that, you know what, I don't think you can find in a lot of places apart from Wales. But it's still not getting the same sort of opportunities here. Do you know what? I think it is a big pond. We're all swimming in this big pond together, but no one's fishing there. Sorry, I love an analogy.
Love that.
I love that. That was good. That was good.
Yeah,
I love an analogy.
and
That
that's
was good.
thank you, thank you. It's really hard. Like I absolutely don't want to leave Wales, but I agree with Bablu and Mitch in the sense of you have to sort of go out there to grab opportunities and like, cast some attention and yeah, and sort of bring it back. And that's what I'd love to do. But yeah, I changed my mind and I ask myself this question on a weekly basis. It's even with my job as well. Like, you know, a lot of the productions that I would like to work on, and a lot of the radio shows I'd like to work on, aren't based in Wales. And this is the issue. The infrastructure isn't there. And I think it's happening slowly but surely, but it just needs to be a little bit, yeah, we just need to throw a bit of force at it and just get it where it needs to be. I don't want to pick one. It's too hard. It's too hard, Shana. No. If I had to, it'd be Wales. You know, it's home. It's home.
That's it.
Sorry, Con. Just to expand on Reams, you're so right when you said there's a big fish in a. It's a big pond.
Yeah.
What did you say?
It's a big pond with loads of fishes, but no one's fishing there.
Yeah, because right, I feel like what a lot of people don't realize is, and I've had conversations like this. Wales is huge. Wales is absolutely huge. Huge. And it's like, but there is also a bit of a disconnect within Wales.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know,
there is a disconnect between Cardiff and Newport. There is a bit of a disconnect with Cardiff and the valleys. And the valleys in itself is flipping. There's valleys within the valleys.
For sure.
It's just like, damn, there's so much. But that's my point. And it's like, I feel like the reason why there's not a lot of, like, people don't realize is because of that kind of connection. And yes, you're right. There is foundational things that needs to be done. Like Cardiff's quite good, absolutely, but Newport needs a different help compared to Cardiff. Mm. And the valleys, oh my days, they need even more than what we have. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, I feel like when that happens, then we can really create a demand for, you know, work and jobs.
Absolutely. And I also think, like, you know, up north is a lot closer to Liverpool. Mm-hmm. We're a lot closer to Bristol, and there's a disconnect there. Why is it like, because you're Welsh, we're literally neighbors.
For sure.
We did an event, Foxify 2.0, I can't remember when, I think it was last August, and we booked a band from Bristol, and they were really loved, and it attracted a lot of attention from Bristol to Foxy Roxy's, and thus everyone else that was sort of involved with Foxy's and all the artists playing there. And I think it's really important to play to our strengths. I agree with you. We're right next door to Newport, and I think there is absolutely a disconnect between us as well. But, you know, There's no harm in connecting England and Wales. Why are we so separated? Do you know what I see? Yeah, 100%. It's really hard. But yeah, I think the infrastructure is absolutely the biggest issue, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Might get a bit controversial here, but I feel like, you know, in Cardiff, for example, if you're closing down venues all the time that people love to perform in, then those are opportunities that are gone, you know. There's hardly any, I can probably count on one hand all the venues that local artists get booked on. And it's just I think that's the issue, and that's what's creating a disconnect, because we're all, you know, we end up competing against each other for those slots and those opportunities when there should be enough. The thing, I know London's a lot bigger, but there is so many opportunities and so many venues and so many people and genres. Mm. And we can create an essence of that here. And it just feels like the force is against us, not with us a little bit. Oh, God.
I know, I love that. And I absolutely think you're spot on there. You know, there is the opportunity is possible. The talent is possible. It's just that real force that needs to be kicked forward. But like what you were saying, it's not black and white. You know, this whole conversation is, you know, the title is black and white, Wales v London. However, you know, it's that Mitch can go to Bristol, or Mitch can go to Snowdonia, and Reem can get an artist from Bristol, and Bablu, you know, is heading up to Manchester, and there's Porth in the valleys. You know, we are so connected and so intertwined. Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a conversation about, right, I'm going to London, I'm living there for the rest of my life, and I'm never ever going to touch BBC Wales ever again. It doesn't have to be like that, and it shouldn't be like that, right? No. I mean, I feel like you guys echo that. Like, Babli, you can go to Manchester for a year, love it, get great opportunities, and then come back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be the end, you know, it doesn't have to be, this is it, that's that, and, you know, go where... Yeah. suits for you, you know, Rich could go Bristol and have a whale of a time, then go, do you know what, actually, I feel like, I might go Swansea. I want to go near the coast and still get a real...
Oh, you're pushing it there. You're pushing it
there. Swansea, no way.
Swansea, oh,
and you know, no, and you know. Swansea. Sorry, I just want to echo on a point that you said, Connor. And like, when you know, when Babalu does go to Manchester, he's Welsh, so you know, you're sort of that doing the. It's hard because going out of Wales, you're getting the attention back there, and you going to Bristol does the same thing. And at the end of the day, we're still Welsh, and as long as we represent it with absolute chest, then. You know, if we're confident and we know what we've got to give, then the rest of the world will pay attention. So I think there needs to be an element of people branching out and exploring the rest of the UK. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I'm very passionate about this.
I love this room. This is what we've got you. This is what we've got you on. I love it. Welsh people are, I don't want to stereotype it, but I went to One Extra last week and they were like, are you from up north? I was like, no, I'm from Wales. They were like, oh, Borotar, you can't be the Welsh guy. They loved it. They loved it, you know. And, you know, it just goes to show that not often many Welsh people, you know, maybe get the opportunities or do work up there, for example. And it's nice to have that varied view, isn't it? And that varied culture and opinion. You know, it's possibly a good thing if we're going elsewhere. And as you say, Rune, bringing that, you know, we don't have to forget about Wales. We can bring it with us and implement it and you know, really have that as a point in the back
of
our
minds. Show them what we got, you know?
Amen.
Because we got bags full.
I love it, 100%. So, like, you know, you've all got amazing things going on, and I love it. And for you, Mitchell, coming back to you, how do you find, like, you know, I'm in love with the fact that you said you could get to Snowdonia. It took 4 hours, you know, but you did it. And like, that's a huge thing, you know, a huge topic in Wales is the whole transport links and, you know, and that disconnect. But have you ever found it to be infeasible, impossible to get where you need to be? Or have you been quite lucky that you've managed to get where you need to be, albeit maybe a few hours later than a car?
Snowdonia was nearly impossible, but I like to think that I made it happen just through determination. Nice. There are a lot of places that aren't necessarily accessible by public transport via Wales, of course, but a lot of the big hitters in terms of my work has come from big cities, Birmingham, Manchester, London, which all have great transport links. I don't get a lot of work in the valleys typically, or I don't get a lot of work west or in north of Wales, besides obviously the Snowdonia job I talked about. But to be honest, I find it quite easy to get everywhere as long as I'm determined and as long as I'm willing to sit through the public transport. But to be honest, the vast majority of the time I've got my MacBook on me. Yeah. I can do some work, I can watch some films, I find myself traveling so much nowadays, and I tell people in London, for example, and they're like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Mitchell, where have you come from? And I say Wales, and they're like, oh my God, you've come from Wales. Like that's crazy. You come all the way from Wales to London. And I'm like, it's like an hour and a half on the train. Like it's really not that bad. It's longer to get from some places in the valleys to Cardiff than it is from Cardiff to London. So I think that accessing places in the UK is a lot more feasible than people think, besides the cost of public transport. That is pretty insane.
I definitely hear you with that. And you're spot on, Mitch. I mean, like, there are some places in London, like if you're getting from North London to somewhere deep in the South, it can probably take you about an hour and a half. And I think that's forgotten about. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a dead simple train to London from Cardiff, and that's often forgotten. And then, you know, coming back to you one more time to really just shout about, like, any advice and any tips for photographers and videographers, because, you know, I love your work, honestly. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you.
And if you can impart any knowledge or any advice, because I think, you know, it'd be really, really appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I think my best advice would be to go to the distance for the people who you're working for, who have booked you. I think it's really, really important to be financially compensated for what you're doing. Everybody has to start somewhere, and I started somewhere. I started doing a lot of things for absolutely free of charge, purely passionate reasons and for passionate with the people I'm working for. But when you are being booked for someone and you have agreed upon a rate, do your best to go beyond 100%. If they booked you for X amount and you're putting in X amount of work, put in that extra, give them a little extra deliverable give them a couple extra edits, stay a bit longer, chat to them, anything you can do to sort of push it a bit further than it just being a job, and trying to get some sort of retention there, whether that's a personal connection with them or whether they went, oh, do you know what, we booked in for this job and they've actually put in a bit of extra work here. Like, we don't see a reason to work with somebody else now if this person is willing to go the extra mile for us. So that would be my biggest advice, to be honest. As well as putting yourself in a lot of uncomfortable situations, finding opportunities where they don't sort of jump out at you, where you have to sort of push for it. Where, for example, Snowdonia, when I went to Snowdonia, I went there based on a text message that just said the location and a time and said, see you there.
Oh my God.
And they left it completely up to me. So I had to make my way there completely on my own, not particularly knowing the exact location where we were going, just relying on, right, these guys are the real deal and they're definitely going to beat me there and they're not going to mess me about, which they did. They didn't mess me about. It was great. But if I hadn't put in that determination to go there, then that opportunity never would have came, and it wouldn't have spiraled into the other opportunities I got. So yeah, definitely putting yourself in uncomfortable situations and going the extra distance for people you work for would be my biggest advice.
That's amazing. Honestly, thank you so much for that, Mitch. Thank you so much. And at Bablu, I mean, again, you've done so well, you know, and I know you hate talking about yourself, and you're probably stop.
Well, I was just saying, I feel like I'm, a lot of what I say is coming, I'm still very new to this industry. Mm. I think everyone in this, like, flowers to you. You guys are very experienced. I'm still like a couple of years in, well, a year professionally, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I'm
Bablu,
still
never let them see you slipping, my G. You're smashing it.
No. I'm just like, you know, I'm working on myself, but this goes to the advice that I'm about to say to people. I would say, especially for young people, one of the biggest things is, don't be scared of failure, because the other side of failure is growth, and I'm gonna expand on that. Think about, like, when you first learned how to walk, talk, when you first learned a skill, you failed constantly. Anything that you become good at, you failed multiple times to be good at. Now, I'm still learning part of my journey. I'm still there. I'm improving every time. Like, we just put on an event the other day, and even though a lot of people liked it, I felt like it could have been better. But that's a conversation for another day. As a presenter, I feel like it'd be better. And it's constantly being very keen to put yourself into positions of learning. Like you said earlier, I was like I'm everywhere. It's because I'm constantly trying to improve on things that I may or may not be just as good as yet. And I would advise any young person in the creative scene or creative field, or any job for that matter, is be keen. Don't be afraid to learn. And more importantly, don't be afraid to fail, because that's where you do your most growing. That's where you can actually reflect and be like, oh, okay, this is what I can improve on. The second thing is, sorry, I know I'm taking that, but I feel like it's important, is Please. Opportunities. Opportunities, opportunities, opportunities. You will not get opportunities if you do not make them for yourself. Mm-hmm. You do not go, and opportunities stem from at the grass level. Like, you going out, like you said, Reem, you made Foxy Roxy with your friends, and now look where it's come up to. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Mitch, you said from uni, you started freelancing, right?
Correct.
And that's what I mean. You created opportunities for yourself. Connor, I know you've been in the game for time, and it's just like freelance. Like, I remember as soon as I came out of uni, so luckily enough, I had a thing from ITV, but from then on, I was like, I want to do presenting. I started at base level. I went radio platform. I made connections here and here and here and here and here. And it's just like, you create opportunities for yourself. People do not give them to you. You create them. And the people see the value in you. Then you get opportunities. Then you'll get people be like, oh, you know what? You're good at this because you created so-and-so. And then they see the work that reflected on what you created yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You created that. So yeah, that's kind of what I got to say.
Amazing. Oh, Bablu, thank you so much. I think we need a round of applause. That's amazing.
That was amazing.
And I mean, Reem, no pressure. But
I know, I should come after that. Oh my
god! I'm learning from you guys. So I'm trying to emulate what you lot are trying to do. So yeah, that's me.
I think you guys absolutely covered a lot of the basis, and it's really. I think just the echo of the things that you said. Believe in yourself, and like, you know, when we started Foxy's, we really saw it going somewhere, but we had no money, we had no we had some contacts but not a lot of contacts, and social media was amazing. It can be evil, but it's absolutely amazing for networking and connecting with people. And don't get me wrong, you know, we did message the first videographer and ask for him to come and collaboratively work time for time to create something for someone else in their eyes, and we got about 10 no's before we got a yes. And like I remember there was a time we booked someone and they actually fell through the day before, and I literally started crying and I literally explored every option. We called universities, we called the chapter, I just didn't know what else to do. And we just remembered that Facebook sometimes has, you know, networking groups, and we just put a message on there, and it led us to like one of the best videographers we'd ever worked with. It was amazing. And just don't be scared, just go for it and trust the process. And I think if you believe in yourself, 10 people might not believe in you, but one person will, and they'll be the person that you need to know. And I think the next thing is also to echo of what you said, Bablu, is sometimes when you create those opportunities for yourself, you realize things that you wouldn't have realized otherwise. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I'm 29 and I'm doing an apprenticeship in the BBC at 29 because for my entire life, I didn't know what I wanted to do until I got, you know, I created that space and I created that. It was, I just remember just being in that room and I was like, it just clicked like a light bulb. I was like, this is clearly the industry that I, like it just gets my blood going in like a good way. So yeah, just, you know, just confidence. And if you want to pay that, you know, whatever you want to do, just sort of go for it. Like, just go for it. Don't wait for someone else to tell you to go for it or give you the opportunity. And look online. There's a lot of stuff online. There's so much going on, but I don't think it's shouted about enough is basically what I'm trying to say. You have to sort of put the work in, and absolutely what Mitch said, work 110%, because everyone, you know, you want to stand out. So it's a process, and like don't be deflated if things don't work out in the way that you expected them to. Just trust the process, I guess, is my biggest piece of advice. I waffled a lot then.
No. It was perfect. And I want to add, I'm so sorry, but I have this
get in there,
well,
please.
Well, I took
like, no, go.
Yeah, but you said something about just keep doing you and about just focus on yourself. One of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten when I first started out is because someone said to me, Babs, you just need to keep doing you because you never know who's watching you. Mm. Like, you never know who's watching you. So
Exactly. Keep
creating your stuff, keep talking to people, keep networking, keep doing all that stuff, because you never know when you might get that random opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you can build a whole year of collective of work and then someone be like, ah.
So it's
like, you said, you had 9 no's and then you had 1 yes, right?
And
it's like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's hard when like your sort of like your creativity is like your mind, your body, and your soul, and you're sharing it with everyone else to sort of criticize. It's not an easy thing to do, and don't mistake me when I'm sort of giving this advice and think that I'm sort of saying that it's easy. It's not. It's you really have to like really be centered and believe in what you're doing. It's hard. You have to really believe in what you're doing. You know, like, I can say it with fashion, like you see those people that are very like out there and creative, and I think it's beautiful, but I know you know, Jane or Karen down the street probably don't rate it. And if you believe in it, it'll happen, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So like, I'm sure the person who created the light bulb or a telly or a watch probably got laughed out 100 times before they created it, and they were like, you know, in your face, basically. So yeah, just go for it and just believe in yourself.
Amazing.
I would love to add something onto that, if that's okay, a little bit.
Please, please, please do, mate.
I was piggybacking off what Reem and Bablu had both said about failure and making the most out of your opportunities and not being afraid to take a lot of risks. To be completely honest with you, I've made so many mistakes and taken so many L's in like my freelance career. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
absolutely
for every like great post you might see on my Instagram, right? There's like four that really just didn't make the cut. And I think that working in Wales, although the infrastructure isn't there and that the scene may not be as big or may not have the most opportunities compared to other places, you really, really do need to embrace failure. And I think it's easier to fail in Wales because there's a lot less consequences due to the fact that the scene is a lot smaller. but like, to be honest, you're really not going to get anywhere without failing. You're not going to learn without failing. I've had jobs with like the biggest artists you can imagine that really just didn't go well. And as a result of that, I learned a lot. I think the artists learned a lot from it as well, to be honest. But I learned a lot from it. And without that job happening, although it might not have gone my way, I wouldn't have been able to gain the knowledge from that job to apply it to other situations in which did go my way, because I had been there and I'd made the mistakes and I knew how to go forward from it. Like, it's so, so important. I have people... Go ahead, Reem, go on.
No, carry on. I'm just so excited by everything you're saying. It's like nail on the head, absolutely, in every way. Please carry on.
Oh, I'm really glad you agree. I get messages quite often from people in South Wales who haven't worked outside of South Wales, always asking, like, you know, to have advice, et cetera, et cetera. And I always try my best to give them the best advice possible. And that advice always does come back to the same thing. It's just try and fail. Just keep trying and keep failing. Like Reem said, yeah, to go through 9 videographers before she got a yes. And then once you got that yes, things really kicked off and you can look at where Foxy Roxy Sessions are now. So yeah,
and no one notices the fails. No one sees the fails. Like, I remember watching this, I'm so cheesy, I love, you know, TED Talks and like inspiring, you know, motivational stuff. And Denzel Washington was saying, fall forwards. He was like, I failed so many times. Loads of acting roles he wanted, he never got. But no one notices that. Everyone only notices from the point that you've got their attention and you're succeeding. And to be honest, like, you're still going to forever fail, like, regardless how far into your career you are. Just, you know, I think let's change the phrase from take the L, like take the loss, to take the lesson.
What's his name? Zion said it. No, not Zion. What was his name? Giannis. He was like saying it's not failure, it's steps to success. It's success.
Lessons. So, yeah. It's daily lessons, you know, it's just... It's not as official as school.
It's either a blessing or a lesson, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Now, guys, honestly, like, you've hit the nail on the head. Each and every one of you, even though you've said slightly different things, you've all, you know, got perfect opinions about your industry, where's next for you. And that's what's perfect. None of them are, you've not all said the exact same thing, which really echoes, you know, this conversation at large, is that there is no one place, no one right industry, no one right move to make. But as long as you learn from it, I'd argue that's the right move to make. You know, as long as you're learning and progression, you're making the right move for you. So that's beautiful to hear that all of you have different opinions and you're all going to do completely different things. But hopefully all in turn succeed, which is so great to hear. And I can only appreciate the advice. I would honestly say it's been the most impactful for me to hear as well. Who's someone who I'm like, oh, do you know, I feel like I know what I want to do. I know what's next for me. I feel like I've got it worked out a little bit. But even still, just feel like I'm still learning and progression, which just goes to say, doesn't it? You know, as much as we're like, oh, for the next generation, everyone learns, right? Everyone's learning every day, and
you never stop learning when you're working in the music industry. You never stop learning.
It's exactly that. We don't stop learning, and I think that's so important, and there's no right move to make. So thank you all so, so much, and we powered through and we got there, but you guys have been amazing. And I feel honored to have, you know, had a chance to sit down and really pick at your brains, because I'd say you've all got such creative and wonderful brains, and I hope that people get to see that and people get to notice that as well. So best of luck to all of you, and thank you so much for your time, and yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Connor.
Amplify, stories about youth music in Wales, is produced by Anthem Cronfagerdd Cymru Music Fund Wales, creating a Wales in which music can empower every young life. Amplify is produced by Tori Silman, Connor Morgans and Rian Hutchins, with voiceovers by Tori Silman, studio production by Connor Morgans, music by Blankface and original concept by Ify Iwobi. Find out more about Anthem at www.anthem.wales.